This is Fresh Air.
There he is. The man, the legend, Feach LaManna.
That was Tony Soprano after seeing Feach LaManna for the first time after Feach's release from prison. The role of Feach LaManna was played by Robert Loggia. He died Friday at the age of 85 of complications related to Alzheimer's disease. Loggia was probably best known for his role in Scarface as the drug kingpin who gets Al Pacino into the business.
You see that fat bastard is Nacho Contreras.
El Gordo.
He's got more cash than anybody in this place. He's a real hothead. You know what a hothead is?
No, Frank, you tell me. What do you say, hothead?
He's a Yiddish word for pig.
Loggia was nominated for an Oscar for his portrayal of a private detective in the 1985 film Jagged Edge. I spoke with him in 1987, after the release of the film The Believers, in which he played a tough Irish cop who investigates a series of New York City murders.
Oh, Christ, you see what they did to that kid in there? Did you see?
I saw it. What do you know about it?
They took my badge!
Who took your badge? Who took it? Who took it, Tom? Come on, now.
You don't know what they could do to me.
You did a good job on this one. Now we're on top of it. You gotta let us have it.
I asked Robert Loggia why he got so many roles as heavies and cops.
I guess I have a kind of an urban quality, just born and brought up in New York. It's fortunate that I'm right for that. I suppose if we were dealing with a lot of pictures that we'll say cowboys and more from rural areas with thick southern accents, I might not be working so much. So it's kind of fun.
In The Believers, you play an Irish cop in New York, a police lieutenant. What did you do to get into that role? You grew up in New York. You've met a lot of New York cops in your time. But what did you do to really get into it?
I know what an Irish cop is, as opposed to an Italian cop or a Jewish cop or a German cop or whatever. That the quintessential holy name society Irish cop. I know him. And I wanted to deliver him to the screen.
In Scarface, you played a Jewish-Cuban drug dealer. What did you do to get the accent?
Well, Al Pacino and I and Steve Bauer studied with an acting coach here, Robert Easton, and we would work all day working on this, the very specific nature of the Cuban accent, which would be different from the Mexican accent or a Spanish accent. The Cubans have a different rhythm. It's quite rapid fire.
And you had to be able to say Yiddish idioms with a Cuban accent.
Yeah, like let me tell you what chase is, yes.
Right.
You crazy Tony Montana. It was interesting to play a Cuban Jew. Talk about character acting. But we talked all day. We rehearsed for 3 weeks, and if Al and I would go out to dinner at night, we'd continue talking in our accents. So we never let it go.
You've played so many heavies and also detectives and cops. Can you ever use that to your advantage? I'm thinking, I don't know if you've ever pulled something like this, but have you ever been on the verge of getting mugged or of being in a room with someone who's vaguely threatening? And have you tried to, like, turn on the kind of power that you have in those roles to scare them a little bit?
No, I've never done that. But it was a danger for a while that I was nailed down because I had... There was a period in my career where I had to make sort of a comeback from oblivion because I had dropped out of work for about 4 or 5 years. And to reestablish my credentials, so to speak, in Los Angeles, I was between 74 and 80, I did a lot of episodic television playing heavies. And I wasn't as well known, so to speak, as I am now. And... if I would go into a store, say, quite often there would be, I'd notice that the person would look up, see my face, and take an immediate step back. There was a subliminal reaction that this guy's bad news.
Like you were going to rob them or something.
Right, because they had seen an episode of whatever, whether it was Magnum or Mannix, you know, or any of those shows, SWAT, that I had been doing. to answer your question, though, I never used that character to scare people or throw my weight around. No, that I was talking with Bert when I went to dinner with Bert Reynolds. We became good friends. Of that when you play a tough guy, you know, that you really have to watch the local yokel coming at you and say, I can take you, baby, you know, and want to have a fight with you. Yeah, I would hate for that to happen, you know, for a guy to want to mix it up because I play, you know, say you're not so tough, that sort of thing, cause, you know, to mix you up with the roles you play.
Are you tough?
Yeah, I am tough.
This feeling you could take someone out make you more convincing in a role when you have to do that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I did a series called THE Cat. I don't know if you remember. That was back in 68. It was a very physical guy. And when I was younger, especially, I played very, very, I'm very gifted physically. And I'm able to do my own stunts and all that stuff. And now I'm on such a roll of doing terrific pictures, working with terrific actors and directors, that I'm quite happy to be able to express the range that I feel I have.
Thank you for talking with us.
Thanks, Terry. Great to talk to you.
My interview with Robert Loggia was recorded in 1987. He died last Friday at the age of 85 of complications from Alzheimer's disease. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we talk about mass shootings with Mark Fulman, National Affairs Editor at Mother Jones Magazine. He leads an investigative team covering gun violence. I hope you'll join us. If you're looking for books to give as gifts, check out NPR's Book Concierge at npr.org/bestbooks. You'll find picks from critics, hosts, and staff, including our book critic Maureen Carrigan and Fresh Air's Sam Brigger and Molly C.V. Nesper. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.